I won't let being paralyzed stop me. 2 years after a fall from a third-floor balcony put her in a wheelchair, the 25-year-old doesn't let anything hold her back. It was the spring of 2016, and 23-year-old Jillian Harpin was having the time of her life. With a college degree from Bentley University in Waltham, Mass., already under her belt, she was happily juggling work as a financial analyst and a packed social calendar filled with weekend ski trips and nights out with her girlfriends. Planning to pay off her student loans, she'd just moved back home with her parents in Walcott, Connecticut, and had set her sights on finishing a series of 50-area hikes by the end of the summer. "I was so excited for my future," says Harpin. "I felt like I had it all." But all of that was about to change. On April 18, she and three of her closest friends left for a weekend-long vacation in Riviera Maya, Mexico. 5 days into the trip, "We were having the best time," she said. Harpin walked out onto the balcony to make a quick call home before dinner. "Sitting on the balcony railing, I lifted my foot up and lost my balance," recalls Harpin. She plummeted 3 stories to the grass below, fracturing 3 vertebrae in her back, her sternum, and several ribs. Harpin was unconscious as she was airlifted to a hospital in Miami the next day and woke up in a daze of pain medication to discover she was paralyzed from the waist down. "When I was getting prepped to go into surgery, my dad was standing right in front of me, crying and crying," Harpin recalls. "So I looked at him and I said, 'Dad, it's going to be okay. I'm still Jillian. I'm still here. I've got my head. I've got my hands. It'll be okay.'" 2 years later, Harpin, now 25, is more than okay. Although doctors have told her that her chances of walking again are slim, she cycles in half marathons, plays adaptive basketball, goes rock climbing on a wall at a local gym, and even rode a mechanical bull on a trip to Nashville. In April, she participated in a 5K race, and in June, with the help of a specially designed off-road wheelchair, she took second place in the Gaylord Gauntlet, a strenuous trail and obstacle event in Wallingford, Connecticut, that saw her crawling through mud, scaling walls, and clambering over rock piles. "Everything seemed impossible after the accident," she said. "I thought I had this broken body and that I would never be okay, but I really just had to reinvent how my life was going to look. It wasn't over." The revelation, however, didn't come easily. "It took a long time to get here," says Harpin.